But Vlade Kochim, but that if you have a Vlad of your Korban Shlomim, gives birth, and now you have a Vlad Shlomim, I would have thought, the Beis Abchira, Enechanami, it's the same Allah is supposed to die, you can't bring it for Korban, but what's the special here by other Korbanos? That you have to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash and let it die there. Like I would have thought maybe the halacha l'moshe mi'sinai is only that a Vlad Chatis you're supposed to let die any place. Mashenk and other Kabbonis, maybe it's Vlad or it's Tamura, maybe there the halacha is you have to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, and then Echanami, there you're supposed to let it die. Kamash malon delay. That's why I need a pasuk to say no, that's not the halacha, but the pasuk says, v'asi soilo secho, that the Vlad or the Tamura of the Kabbonis you're supposed to bring as a regular carbon. So that's where I need the end of the pasuk for your sisa. Because without the yosisa, I would have thought that the Vlad and the Tamura of Kabbonis is Mesa, supposed to let it die. Either the Lachal Moshe Misina by Chatis, that's because it's supposed to die any place. But other Kabbonis may be only in the base of Migdash, Kamash Mullah, no. Whereas as Ketani, we learned before the what? Yochel, the Gemara ends off, I would have thought Yochel Av Vlad Chatis, or Tamura Sashim came. The Gemara ends off, maybe who are then if you have a korban chatas that gives birth, or you make a tumura of a korban ashram, maybe the same thing you're supposed to bring them, but there is a korban ashram or a korban chatas. Talmud Loma, this we say now, the pasuk starts off, rak kodeshecha. And we say the word rak is a miyat only. There's only a korban shlomim or korban oila, but not from a korban chatas. So Gemara asks, lomali kro. Why do I need a pasuk for this to tell me that the Vlad of a Chatis you're not supposed to bring for a korban? What do I need a pasuk for? Hilchos Sogemirulah. We know that's Halach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. That Vlad Chatis L'Misazel. We know there's a famous Halach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai that says there are five halachas about a korban Chatis. That a Vlad Chatis, a Tmuras Chatis, a Chatis Shemesa Baleho, a Chatis Shekranis Chapru, of Rosh Hashanah, halacha is it's l'misa azla. So it's a beferish halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. So it's a special halacha l'moshe mi'sinai, then it can't be the pshat the Torah says it also. Like something the Torah says in the Torah, you don't need halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. See, how could you tell me now with Dashan in the Pasuk Rak to say not a korban chatis? L'chur, it's not from the Torah that we know it, but we know it's from halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. So Marin says, Hachinam, it's not true what you're saying. The chatas itself, we do not need a pasuk. We don't use the word rak to teach us not a korban chatas. A korban chatas that we know from Allah Moshe Mi'Sinai that the vlad chatas is l'misazla. Ukro, what do we need a pasuk? This mit of rak liyashem udiyasa. It's coming to teach us on a korban ashem that the tamura of a korban ashem is not brought, but rather he's supposed to let it die. For at the Gemara, you need a pasuk for that. Again, Asham Nami Hilchos Gemirulah. Asham is also part of that halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. That halacha is Kol She'ilu Bechatis. Mesa, any time those five cases by korban chatis. That halacha is it's supposed to die, whether it's a vlad or tumur on the skapru baleo. It's supposed to die the Asham Raya. The halacha is in such a case it's a korban asham. If it's a vlad or it's a tumura, or it's Mesa Baleha, then the halacha is that this korban Oshem is not brought, but rather Raya, let it pasture in the fields. But I call upon him with halacha l'moshe mi'sinai that it's not brought. So if so, what do I need the pasuk rak to teach me that it's not brought? I know it's from the halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. I don't need the pasuk rak. So Mar says like this, no. Eli mehilchasa, if we would only learn out this halacha by an Oshem from the halacha l'moshe mi'sinai, Hava, I mean, I would have thought, Hilchasa, Saka true. It's Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai that an Osham, if it has a kid or a tumur of an Osham, you're not supposed to bring it. The Halacha is, Tira, means let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a Balmum, and then you'll be Poydurit. So true, the Halacha says, don't bring it for Korban. But I would have thought, Viyak Rive, Loi L'Chai V'Loi Klum, but I would have thought if somebody goes ahead and brings it for a korban, he's not doing an aveira. He's like, didn't listen to Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, but he's not over an esther from the Torah, a lav of the Torah. Therefore, kamash malon kro. Therefore, the pasuk comes to teach us, no. The makrav lei koyim olay v'yesei. That you should know, if you have your korban ashem, and you have a tamura of this korban ashem, if you makrav it now, we dash in the pasuk rak, it's a mi'at like,
to teach us that there's Nisra Asay. So true, from the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, we learn that you're not supposed to do it. But we wouldn't know it's Nisra Asay. From this Pasuk of Rak, here we learn that it's Nisra Asay.
Yeah. So good. So that was the Mishmol Dashans. Now the end of that Gemara was Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva says, "Ein etzarach. I don't need a pasuk for that to teach me that the tumura of an osham is like lekarav. Rather, harayu weimah. The pasuk says osham hu that a carbon osham itself is beviyasa yehi. That means the carbon osham itself that stays by itself. Mashma, nothing else could take the place of the carbon osham." So therefore, if you have a tmura of a carbon ashram, from this pasuk I know it's not brought for carbon, because the pasuk says, ashram hu, that the only thing that can be brought is the original carbon ashram. But if you make a tmura on that, if you take another animal, and you say, zetachaseh, it has no dinakrova. So Bekiva says, you don't need the pasuk, the miyat of rak, but rather we know it from this pasuk of ashram. Ashram hu. For the Gemara, and Rabbi Kiva also, Lomali Kra Gemara Gemirala. Why does Rabbi Kiva need say the Pasuk Ashram Hu to teach us that the Tamura of an Ashram is not Karav? I know it from the Loch Lamashim Sinai, that the Gemara just asked before, that the Loch is that Kol Shebachatis Mesa, any one of these five cases by Korban Chatis, that the Loch is the Vlad of Tamura of Mesa Baleo and Shchapa Baleo. It's Lamisa Ozli, it's supposed to kill the animal, the Ashram Roya. The Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim says that if it's a carbon asham, you don't have to kill it, but at kol ponim, you can't bring it for the carbon. That the halacha is roya, it has to let it pasture in the fields. So B'zoi said, what's Rabbi Kiva need a pasuk for asham hu? We know it's from the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. The Gemara says, Hochinam, you take it true, it's right what you're saying. That avada from the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, we know that the tamura of a carbon asham is not karav. The tamura of a carbon asham is not brought for carbon. So what did Rabbi Kiva need this drasha, Asham Hu, to teach us that only the original carbon Asham has that Karava and nothing else? Is the Chiyasi Kroa, you know what the Pasuk is coming to teach me? Lidarav, comes for Rav's Halacha. Ki Yama Rav Huna Amar Rav, that Rav Huna said over in the name of Rav like this, that Asham Shenitak Luriyam, in the case, let's say you had a carbon Asham, that Echveis, the owner died, or Niskapra Baleho, so then the halacha is, if you menatik it, means you take it and speak out clearly, that I don't want this to be brought for my carbon ashram anymore, but rather I want it now to be used, to be pastured in the fields, and I'm going to wait until it becomes a balmum, and then I'll be purged with it. So shenitik pashit means that you speak out and you say, that's what you want to do with this carbon ashram now. Then, v'shochatu, that after you manatik it, after you spoke out, that now this carbon ashram, it's not fit for me to be brought anymore, so therefore I want to use it for another purpose. After that, after you said that, then v'shochatu l'shem oilo, let's say you took it, and the kohen made a shechiter on it, and he had a kavanah now to be used for a carbon oilo, the halacha is kosher. That the carbon now is kosher for carbon oilo. And the diik is, time or denitik. You know why it's kosher for carbon oilo? Because you manatik it. That means you took it and you spoke out clearly, you do not want it to be for carbon ashram anymore, but I want it to be your raw, I want it to pasture in the fields. You spoke this out. Ha'aloinitik, but let's say you do not speak this out, you do not say anything special about the carbon ashram, even though you can't use it anymore, then loy, then nothing doing. Even if you'll take your carbon ashram and you'll shecht it, make a shechita, l'shem ayla, nothing doing, it's not going to help. Why? To Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, "Who be Yaviyosin Yehi that a carbon ashram remains with the kedusha of a carbon ashram on it? Calls the man you are not menatik it. So if you take this carbon and you shecht it l'shem a carbon oila, nothing doing. The kedusha doesn't become a carbon oila. That's what the Pasuk of Ashramu teaches me. I tell you, it says, Nitikim la nitik loy to Yom HaKro, who be Yaviyosin Yehi be Yaviyosin ashram. It remains an ashram apostle. Pirish mehu mashma." That the Pasuk is teaching us you need a nitik. That only if you take it out and give it over the farish to your shepherd and say, go pasture it, go use it now in the fields, that takes off its kedusha enough to say that if you shecht it, the shem oila, that would help. But kozman, you don't make a nitik on it, that's the lacha that it remains with its kedushas asham, and you can't do anything else with it. Right.
Now the Gemara says, Omar Mar, we learned before, it said that halachi ben nazir. It's a special halachal moisha by a hilchas naziris that if you have the money left over, again like in our Mishnah, where this lady was mekabel to become a nazir, and she set aside the money for her kabonis, and then the husband was made for her neder, so he's saying mekana labo, she had not a nazir, she did not have to bring the kabonis, but since she had this money set aside for her kabonis, that's halachal moisha misinai, that the money now was used lunadavis. He used this money to buy a korban eloh, and they bring it on the mizbeach, but the mizbeach is empty. That's the halacha of Moshe Mesenai. Because that the question before was, how could you use this money now and use it all up for a korban eloh? L'chura, there's the mechatas involved also. When you set aside your money for the kabonis of a nazir has to bring a chatas, a shlomen, and an eloh. So the money that was set aside, like for the chatas, how could it be brought for korban eloh? And that the Gemara said, that's the halacha of Moshe Mesenai. That's the new halacha, that moyus stumen. If you have money that you did not say exactly how much for which carbon, you only have money set aside, stam, for the kabonis of a nazir, that's the halacha, that this money now, when it's not going to be used for the actual kabonis, that we use this money, l'nedava. So Gemara asks, v'su leka, are there no other halachas like this, that the leftover money is used l'nedava? For a time, I'll bring you cases, other cases also like this. So what are you telling me? It's halacha ibn nazir. Masma is a special halacha by nazir and no place else. For the Gemara of Atani, we learn like this: v'shar chay v'kinen. Any other type of a lady or person that has a chiyuv to bring two birds, chay v'kinen sheba toira. Toi says kugoyin a metzora has this chiyuv. Shemevin l'tarosoi chate soif v'yerla soif. A metzora has to bring a chate soif and a yerla soif. Im dalu if he's poor. So, let's say a mitzvah. So it says, v'shar chai v'kin.